Report: Colorado transgender sex offender accused in child kidnapping attempt may walk free. By Amy Furr on July 14, 2025. A transgender sex offender may walk free as prosecutors in Colorado are reportedly planning to drop the charge against him after the alleged kidnapping attempt of a child in 2024. The 18th Judicial District Attorney's Office told Fox 31 it is planning to drop the charges against the suspect, identified as 33-year-old Solomon Galligan, who was charged on a single count of attempted kidnapping, the outlet reported Saturday. An image shows the suspect in the case. When the initial incident happened in April of last year, the suspect was accused of entering a playfield at Black Forest Hills Elementary School in Aurora and trying to snatch a little boy, per Breitbart News. The outlet noted Galligan had previously been convicted of non-consensual grabbing, touching, or groping someone else's intimate areas. Video footage shows the moment the man entered the playfield and the children ran away from him. Aurora law enforcement said the man is a sex offender and his registry was linked to the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office, the Fox article continued. Following the arrest, Galligan went through a competency evaluation, where he was later found incompetent, said the DA's office to Fox 31 in 2024. The DA's office stated they are planning to drop charges against the defendant, which is required by law when they are found mentally incompetent to stand trial. In a social media post following the alleged abduction attempt, journalist Andingo said Galligan was transgender. The former cosmetology student started cross-sex hormones as far back as 2011, he wrote. The Breitbart News article explained that old photos of Galligan appear to show him wearing light, powder-like makeup. The suspected trespasser was spotted at a nearby Walgreens by a parent shortly after the incident, leading to his arrest. The report also noted that when officers approached Galligan, he reportedly claimed to be a victim of assault and asked them to take him to a hospital. He was later booked into jail on a $25,000 cash or surety bond.